Political party leaders have been commenting on the negative effects of protests and demonstrations by the NPP over the election results. Most of the party leaders complained about the development and wondered why the NPP is spending time on demonstrations instead of going to court to seek redress. First, the national organizer of the NDC, Abuatin Jan, he said the best option for the NPP leadership is to proceed to court.
Demonstration is once a constitutional right. So the party do not have any say if a group of people decide that they want to embark on demonstration. If they think that they are grieved, you know, of a decision taken by an institution and they think that they have to hit the street, you know, to express their disappointment, disagreement to that particular decision, it is their own right. But I strongly believe that as Democrats, as they call themselves, our brothers on the other side of the political divide, should have, you know, gathered enough evidence as they have started doing and do not have to waste their time, you know, parading the streets of Kumasi that we all know is their stronghold, but would rather take that time to gather enough evidence and put it before court, because they have always been saying that they have evidence, they have evidence. Now they started from the collation centers, constitutional collation centers. They have now moved to the polling stations. I heard one of them saying that they have evidence in about 20,000 polling stations. I'm sure they will end up covering the whole polling stations. That is over 26,000 polling stations that we have in the whole country. I think they should not waste their time and their energy on demonstrations, but as the constitution demands, they have the right to proceed to court and challenge the decision taken by the Electoral Commission. And as I said, they are a political party that wouldn't have taken that decision of embarking on demonstration, but we would have done our homework very well. And it is up to them. If they choose to hit the street, that is their own prerogative.
You are aware that protests and demonstrations in countries do not encourage investment. Don't you think that they are trying to destroy the base of governance in this country?
Well, the good people of this country are watching. I've heard, you know, quite a number of them picking against it. And I've always been saying that they are not doing their party any good. People, right-thinking Ghanaians, are now started asking questions. Why do we even waste our time and queue and vote for such a group of people who actually do not accept democratically conducted and elected parliamentarians and a president in this country? People have started raising doubts and raising questions about their attitude and about their behavior. And I think it's up to the good people of this country to judge them. Those of us who did not vote for them, we have not been vindicated.
The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, also said although embarking on demonstration is a constitutional right of parties or a group of people, it must be done responsibly. Mr. Greenstreet told Radio Ghana that Ghanaians are matured politically and are watching the unfortunate development.
We believe that the Electoral Commissioner, after much analysis and normal processes being followed, saw fit to declare the result of the December 2012 election as being a reflection of the will and the desire of more than 50+1 of Ghanaians. So we believe that what the major opposition party, the NPP, should be urging its rank and file and supporters to do is not to plunge this country into tension and chaos as we move into this festive period, but rather to pursue the court processes which they claim within 20 years they are going to do, and thereby demonstrating to all of us that they are responsible, that they want peace in this country, and that they want everybody to have a very relaxing period. It is clear from the elections and the analysis that people have done that Ghanaians voted in this manner to contest a first round victory. They did not want precisely what appears to be unfolding now, that their cities and towns and the radio waves to be disrupted with further politicking and tension. We understand that people have rights, but we would urge them to exercise those rights in a very mature and responsible manner, taking into account the state of the nation and how people wish to lead peaceful lives as we move through Christmas and the New Year.
That was the General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet.